This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
So the Academy Awards may not have a host. And you're saying to yourselves right now, Kevin, I don't care about the Academy Awards. I agree. I don't either. I think a bunch of celebrities giving themselves awards is ridiculous. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Speaking of awards, there was an award thing just recently, and a guy named Wayne Dupree, a black conservative radio show host, and acquaintance of mine, he got an award. And I was talking to a friend of mine who was at the event, and I said, you know, it's really funny to me. I go, I don't even know about the event. I go, who was in consideration for this? I mean, I'm not saying it should have only been for black radio show hosts, because that's not the case. Wayne was given something that he likely deserved. He's a good guy. But I will tell you, here's what I'm getting at. I know who set the event up because I was asking her about it, and then she said, oh, this person's involved, this person's involved. And at the end of the day, it was an orchestrated deal. I've seen people do this in the conservative movement. Say, hey, listen, give out an award for this. When you do your event, make the award about me, and I'll help drive people to it and things like this. Let me tell you something, and I mean this sincerely. I don't care if I ever win an award in this milieu, you know, this thing that we do. I think it's ridiculous that people chase these things. Now, that said, if somebody comes to me and says, Kevin, we recognize your work. We love what you've done. We want to give you an award. I would gladly accept it. Because I'm telling you right now, I don't chase awards. I'm not chasing. I watch people tweet. There's a kid, I'm not going to say his name, but you can see what he does. When he tweets something, he's tweeting it with the idea of, please retweet this for me. You know, and he'll even say this, hey, are you with me? You know, things like this. They're looking for people to, you can see it. And you know people like this. You know people who are, they do stuff. It's like they go do something nice for a person, and it's not good enough that they did it, that they know that they did it. They need you to recognize it. It's like that serial killer, you know, or the guy that has a collection of panties, or, you know, everybody he kills, he keeps some memento. They have to have something to hold on to in order to do it. And I'm telling you, these people are, I can't stand the people that want to seek fame and fortune in something so important as our lives and the lives of our kids and stuff like this. But that's, and to be honest with you, when I see people do this in the conservative movement, I say to myself, that's not a true conservative. Look, I get it. We have to have notoriety. It's sad. Right now, I would love to have 200,000 people downloading my radio show every day. It would solve a lot of problems for me. And I, you know, believe me, our team is working on how to do that. But it's not about, you know, we don't make it centric about me. Now, what's interesting, one of my biggest benefactors, we met the other day, we flew to go meet somewhere, and he says to me, Kevin, we got to make this about you. Because we were noticing that, you know, our charity that we're building, he's like, you know, Kevin, we can't just do infrastructure and all this stuff. We've got it. You've got to get in the news. You've got to. And I agreed with him. I said, reluctantly so. But we have to do that. So I'm not touting, you know, I'm not getting after people for having to do the things that you need to do to get into the news. But this passion for just wanting to be in the limelight. And I can tell you, I'm not going to name any names. You can figure it out for yourself. But these people drive me crazy because this is not what this is about. This is not a game. This is not, I'm going to get some notoriety so I can walk through airports and people will know me. I walk through airports, people know me, some don't. There are people who are titans in their industry. Radiologists, cardiologists, whatever. The best at what they do. And nobody knows them in an airport. They're not Denzel Washington. you know, or the president. And that's okay. The people who know him, know him. There are people who are working to help, and I mean to do great things in this world. I talk to you guys often about a friend of mine named Mark who's helped a million Ugandan women become entrepreneurs. Nobody would recognize this dude in an airport. And I'm telling you, he's a multi-billionaire. And he could go through any airport right now and you'd never know it. I love that guy. I mean, dearly. Anyway, the Academy Awards, they say, is not going to have a host. And here's the reason why I think this is an important subject. Kevin Hart had to bow out, and we talked about him. He bowed out because of tweets that he made in 2009, 2010, and he wouldn't take it back. He'd already apologized. He goes, I'm not apologizing anymore. And quite frankly, he never should have apologized. But, you know, because he said what he said, he is who he is, and whatever, you know, has come from that sense is who he represents. So, anyway, he did, and they killed it. Now they can't find it. They're saying, we're not going to do it. And here's what it says. They're exploring all options. They said organizers are considering airing next year's telecast without a host. Let me tell you why. The social justice agenda. There is nobody you can find now who really wants that job that could do the job. See, because to do that job, you have to have lived a life. You've got to be quick on your feet. You've got to have lots of experiences. Quite frankly, you have to be able to fog a mirror. And if you've done that, then you've probably upset somebody along the way. Some special interest group. Now, the person who is supposed to drive that event to make you want to come back year after year, the MC, there's nobody that can, if you're going to tell me we're going to go hostless, good luck with that. These celebrities can act, but they can't do comedy. They can't piece together. Let me just say, what I do it each and every day to piece together radio shows and to piece together all the things that we do, there's only a handful of people in the world that are qualified to do this type of stuff. And I'm not trying to overblow it. I'm not. When somebody writes a sitcom, trust me, there's only a handful of people that can get into that mindset, make that entertaining for you to want to come back, you know, week after week. And so these people are going to figure this out. The very thing they need to get to raise the ratings and to keep people coming back, because it's been dropping year after year. I don't have the stats, but it is. They aren't going to have. And the rationalization for it, I'm going to tell you, we don't want to have any more controversy. You're not going to have anybody to host it. That's what this boils down to. This is the social justice agenda spinning back on the left. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about today, folks. I'm certainly glad you're here. Kevin Jackson, you listen to me.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Oh my gosh, when I consider the antics of the newest pope, the story about nuns embezzling doesn't even shock me. Welcome everybody, Kevin Jackson's here listening to KJRadio.com. This is how you can find us. Please download our podcast, listen to it on iTunes, whatever.
Your show is on at this time. Look,
my show is on from, I don't know, 9 o'clock in the morning till 2 o'clock in the early morning. Every market picks this show up at a different time. Being blunt, it's supposed to air from noon to 3 Eastern. That's when it's done. But who airs it when, I don't care. So here's my point. If you like the show, download it. Put it on your iTunes, whatever, and get other people to do it. That's what expands the show. Now, you've heard me talk about this show in terms of popularity and, you know, people. I'm not trying to be Rush Limbaugh. I'm not. I'd love to be 50 times bigger than Rush Limbaugh without having the notoriety. In other words, I'd love to have that penetration. And the reason is, I'm going to tell you the truth. It's not always going to be the truth you want to hear. It may not be the way you would explain it. But there's a reason you're listening. And I think that there's a reason why other people would listen. So tell them where to get this show. KJRadio.com. We're on Spreaker, iTunes, iPhones, you name it. If there is a system out there that can pick up our show, for the most part, we're on it. So tell people to get it. Get introduced to me. And understand what we're trying to do here. Because I'm just trying to make this world a better place. And let me tell you, I'm looking at these stories. Nuns embezzling. I mean, the Pope is concerned with climate change and other nonsense. He attacked immigration, our America's immigration policy. And here's what I wrote about it. I said, the new and very unimproved Pope seems to think he's Obama's sidekick. While Muslims run around the country killing Christians for sport, the Pope does essentially nothing. He instead turns his attention to Christians. He calls us inhumane because we won't accept Muslim killers in our midst, hidden by the few true refugees escaping what? Muslim atrocities. Then the Pope has the nerve to enter into the business of America's election. I'd be fine with it if the Pope were to address the real despot, Barack Obama, and those who support the man who believes killing children during the birthing process is fine. But the Pope is not critical of Obama, and in fact, is Obama's homeboy. The Pope instead chooses to attack the people in America who make this country work. He attacks the most loving, giving, philanthropic, humane country in the world, bar none, and says nothing of countries who practically sanction atrocities as part of their governing strategy. The real insult is that Pope nor any other liberal will dare question what happens when people of America are so overrun with illegals that we can no longer help the world. And I said all this because I'm sick of this secular Pope trying to jump into stuff when he should be dealing with things that are truly pious, the truly religious, but he's not. And in the meantime, his underlings run a kiddie porn enterprise and have for decades. And child sex abuse, by the way, is just one of the church's problems. This story about these nuns who seem to not understand what God is for and not against, it definitely caught my attention. And here's what the guys wrote. A pair of nuns have been accused of stealing up to $500,000 from a school to gamble at casinos. Sister Mary Margaret Cooper and Sister Lana Change. Lana Change we can believe in, right? Are alleged to have embezzled money belonging to St. James Catholic Church in Torrance, California. According to Long Beach Press Telegram, the nuns regularly told parents the school was operating on a tight budget while quietly funneling off thousands in the form of fees, donations, and tuition. It was only during a recent audit of the school's accounts that evidence was uncovered suggesting they had been taking money intended for the school and using it to fund trips to a casino where they are thought to have gambled using more ill-gotten gains. The report indicates that Cooper was able to access funds while serving as principal at the school, with the improper use of funds stretching back at least 10 years. It also stresses that while $500,000 in funds are thought to have been spent in that manner, it may only be the tip of the iceberg. They say that number represents only what auditors have been able to trace to 6 years of bank records, and that many more cash transactions may be unaccounted for. Officials from the Archdiocese of L.A. informed parents and alumni at a meeting in Redondo Beach that the now retired in the Caymans, I'm just kidding, Sister Mary Margaret Cooper and Sister Lana Chang, they screwed it up, had been reported to the police over the incident. The nun's order, Sister of St. Joseph of Carondelet, has agreed to pay back the money in full, though it remains unclear as to whether or not the school or the pupil's parents will press charges. And I was like, you know, if only these nuns had taken a couple of Chippendale dancers or some male prostitutes, we would have had a trifecta. You know? I mean, because you're talking about theft, gambling, and prostitution. Who knows what these women actually stole as the auditors continue to dig through these churches' finances? It's a school's finances, actually. Right? And my first thought when I saw that these were nuns, I thought, why aren't they working for the Clintons? These sisters make fantastic Democrats, and here's why. They fake their religion in order to indulge their demons. And as I often point out about Democrats, they hide in plain sight. For example, show me your Democrat voting coach, and I'll show you a pedophile. Oh, yeah, yeah. Go read stories about coaches who are pedophiles. Show me your Democrat voting Holly weirdo entertainer, and I'll show you a carbon-loving, tax-cheating, man or woman-hating, sanctimonious sexual predator who relishes getting their awards. I mean, that's what they, oh, more awards, more awards. And they go, look at how many awards that sexual predator has. And everybody goes, can I get a picture with him? Could we do a selfie, Harvey? Oh, man. Just tell you, in the scheme of things, these nuns only did what they were taught. And I love hearing leftists say this to me. Have you heard Democrats and leftists, progressives, whatever, say this? They say, we go to church. Democrats go to church, Mr. Republican sanctimonious churchgoer. And they imply that they're just as religious or, you know, as we are. They're just as pious. They're just as, you know, we care about right and wrong. Oh, really? Then why is it everything you touch is evil? The interesting part of this story to me, the most interesting part, is that these nuns stole from children. They told the parents at the school they were on a tight budget, which is a bit of a white lie. The school was on a tight budget, but the nuns weren't. Deceitful leftists love pretending that they help children. They help the widows and orphans. But these nuns and many other leftists use children for their own nefarious desires. And I'm going to tell you something. Do more digging about these nuns. And you're going to find, you know what you're going to find out? They're like Christine Blasey Ford. They're like Juliet Swetnick. They're like Deborah Ramirez. They're like Hillary Clinton and all these other leftist women. They're Democrats.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Do you need extra cash to buy gifts or just to pay all those extra bills during the holidays? Well, now you can get cash fast this holiday season with a personal loan for up to $5,000 right from your phone or PC at 79cash.com. How fast can you get your cash? Well, with 79cash.com, our lenders can have your cash at your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 79cash.com and you can get the cash loan you need now. So if you need cash fast this holiday season to buy gifts or pay all those extra bills, go to 79cash.com and get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DRMILLERSclinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DRMILLERSclinic.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Trump tells Fox News, my bad for hiring former personal attorney Michael Cohen.
In retrospect, I made a mistake, because what he did was all unrelated to me, except for the two campaign finance charges that are not criminal and shouldn't have been on there. They put that on to embarrass me.
And as far as why he hired Cohen in the first place?
Years ago, many years, like 12, 13 years ago, he did me a favor. He was on a committee, and he was so responsive and so good, and I said, he's a nice guy.
Police in Richmond, Indiana say a teen exchanged gunfire with them outside a local middle school before killing himself. No other students are hurt, and police are being tight-lipped about the situation at Dennis Intermediate School in Richmond. And Colorado Sheriff's deputies have not found any danger to students after a threat was also called into Columbine High School. Authorities say someone called in a bomb threat, but there were no devices found. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is some breaking news. It is not good. Well, it's not breaking news, but it's not good for Democrats. Welcome, everybody. This is the show, the Kevin Jackson Show, that is rarely good for Democrats. And the reason is, Democrats are scoundrels of the highest order. And I call them out, and they get mad at me. They want to call me, call all kinds of crazy names, and threaten me. I got some dude, he writes me a letter, an email once a month, whether once every couple of weeks, whether I need it or not. Why don't you come get your butt whooping? And I go, tell me where. Tell me where to come get my butt whooping, and I'll show up. And I go, well, just tell me where. And, of course, nothing. Then he sends me Obama flipping me off and all kinds of jests. I respond back. I call him Princess because he's a little girl. He's a little girly girl. Yeah. You know what a girly girl is? A man who acts like he's a chick. Oh, I know. That makes some people mad. Kevin, you're being all sexist, man. You know, you get with the times. No, it isn't. See, because a dude is stronger than a woman. A dude, if you give me the strongest or the toughest guy and you give me the toughest woman, the dude is going to win. Period. All right? I said it. There you go. So what I'm calling this guy is a girly girl. And I'm giving you the reason why. And I'm going to tell you something. Conservative women don't have a problem with that. It's the feminists. And the feminists have a problem with it because they know it to be true. And liberals, leftists, progressives, Democrats, whatever you want to call them, I call them Democrat scoundrels, scumbags. They don't like the truth. So I call this clown a girly. I call him worse than that because he's a total punk. He is. I drove to Chicago because this guy threatened me. He said he'd meet me where I gave him the place, and he didn't show up. And I videotaped it and said, look at the little princess that doesn't show up. I was in, get this, at a pastor's meeting joining Reverend, what's his name from New York? Anyway, I can't remember his name. But I was up there with a group of pastors, and we were talking about how we were going to use the clergy, the conservative clergy, to change things. And this clown calls me out. I drive, instead of driving back from Memphis, I drove to Chicago. And this guy didn't show up. Because they don't show up. Because they're chumps. They're scared. That's why they pretend to be big and bad. If they're in a group, they pretend to be big and bad. But we got a video we showed a guy trying to hit an American patriot with a tire iron. And he gets knocked the heck out. And it's one of our best videos. People they look at it by the thousands every single day because it was exactly what that clown deserved. Antifa's out there raising heck, trying to scare people. And that's exactly what the Democrats do. They want to scare people. They want to scare black people. You go, ooh, look what's happening to you, black people. I'm not afraid of you. My kids are not afraid of you. My friends are not afraid of you. Not afraid of any of you. See, I know what happens in a crowd of people. I'm going to tell you right now, as a trained fighter, I know what happens. You get a big mouth, and you get somebody shouting real big. And you know what happens when the person shouting real big threatens to get in your face and you knock them the flunk out? Everybody else takes pause. Right. And you go, yeah, so who's next? You ever see the beginning of Troy, the movie Troy? You should watch it. It's not a great film. It's a Brad Pitt film, and it's not true to the, you know, to the book. But I'll tell you this. The first scene where Brad Pitt, who plays Achilles, he's summoned by King Agamemnon to fight because what they decide, Agamemnon's going to invade a territory. And when he gets to the territory, the general, the guy who ruled the king of that kingdom said, "You need to get off my land." And Agamemnon said, "No, it's a good day for the crows. In other words, let's fight. People are going to die, but that's okay." And a guy says, "Well," and he said, and Agamemnon says, "You know what? We can make this simple. Why don't we take my best guy against your best guy?" And of course, Agamemnon's best guy is the best fighter in the history of man, a guy named Achilles. And this other guy's got a brute. And so he calls his brute out. And the guy comes out, and this dude looks like a mountain. He looks like a mountain. He is 6'8" or 10". He is nothing but rock solid muscle. And you can, he has been in war after war. He's got wounds all over his body from fighting war after war after war. And Agamemnon calls, "Achilles!" And there's no Achilles. And the general says, "Many people have that feeling once they've seen blah, 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 blah," whatever the guy's name was. And so they go get Achilles. He's still asleep in the movie. He's got a couple of babes in the tent. And a little boy gets him and says, "King Agamemnon wants you to come fight." And Achilles shows up. And, of course, Agamemnon hates him because Achilles doesn't have to pay attention to him. Achilles is above the king because he is an absolute warrior, uncontested. And if you were to do something to him, there would be a revolt. And Achilles says to his king, to the king, wouldn't it be a sight to watch a king have to fight his own battles? And he goes, and I'm not going to tell you the scene, but it is one of the best fight scenes ever in the movies. And Brad Pitt plays it to the hilt. So what I'm going to tell you is, when you are a trained warrior, you don't care what that guy looks like. You don't care what the battle is about. In his case, Achilles got called to war, and though he despised this king, he did not despise saving hundreds, if not thousands, of the lives of his men, and he was willing to put himself on the line for that. That's what I took out of that scene, for those of you who've seen it. Yeah. Yeah. And that's why I'm a proud warrior. I train every single day. Every day. I may be sick, but I'll get up, I'll throw a kick, I'll shadow box, I'll do whatever I need to do. I'm thinking about the fight game, not because I'm a fight, not because I'm a mean guy, not because I love to fight. I don't love to fight in the purest sense of the word. I mean, in the sense of, I'm going to go out and start me a fight today. But what I will tell you is this. When asked to fight, I love to fight. And there aren't that many people out there like me. And I'm not saying it to get on, to be like, "Ooh, look at me. I'm such a bad guy." I'm not. You know what my fight is about right now? My fight is about how the left treat the black folks in America. My people, which were all Americans, but I have an affinity, having grown up black, for the culture of blackness. I have an affinity for it because I believe it could have been so much better. And so when I think about what they've done to blacks, it makes me mad. The intentional dumbing down of black people, the intentional trying to make blacks into victims, it makes me mad, and I do want to fight. It's the one place where I do show more passion than normal. And I need, this is a light show. Kev, lighten up, right? My producers are like, "Here he goes. He's about to preach up in here." But it does, it makes me mad. So there's a study that the patronizing racists known as Democrats, as it turns out, they intentionally dumb down their language when they speak to black audiences. Now, I'm sure Democrats find this necessary because given how they've treated blacks and how they understand blacks to be, you know, this is what they expect of black culture. We can't use money, you know, multisyllabic words, polysyllabic words, because black folks won't understand. So let's talk in their timbre. Yeah, you know, hey, black people, I'm Hillary Clinton. How y'all doing? Barack Obama, when he's talking to white folks, he's very, very sophisticated. He talks like this. He's almost British, in fact. But when he goes, black people, hey, black people, how y'all doing? He does all these black mannerisms of the lowest of blacks. There's any group that provides a reptilian response to politics, folks, it is blacks. Democrats rile us up. They know how to get us going over the most stupid issues. And then they come and placate using little words. Okay, black people, y'all want some Nikes? Y'all want some chicken? Y'all want some Kool-Aid? And we just, ooh, they're going to give up Nikes, some chicken, and some Kool-Aid. It's going to be a house party over here. And we get all crazy. Democrats are good at it, man. Black leftists support Democrats to their own personal detriment. Do we have that clip of the girl? She was talking about. I think we played it the other day, but it's worth hearing. It's worth hearing again because she says in one breath, "Well, you know, these Democrats ain't done nothing for black people, but we need to be getting something for our vote." Really? I think that's what Republicans have been saying for quite some time. I tell you what, let's come in the next segment with that clip. I know we played it the other day. I know. But it's still worth it. It was on a different topic on that day. But I want to play it with the idea of black people, black leftists, recognizing how stupid they are. Recognizing it. And still not doing anything. And then I want to get back to the dumbing down of blacks. And this is specific. They go into specifics around it. How they're dumbing blacks down. What they will say to whites. What they will say to blacks. It's so grossly. What's the word I'm looking for? I'm fishing right now. Anyway, if I were to play this in a black church, they would be like, or explain this in a black church, they would be like, Kevin, are you serious? I'm like, yeah, they think you're stupid. That's what it is. See, that's what upsets me. There are stupid people out there. Play to them, but don't play the culture of blacks. We are not stupid people. We're very smart.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. WolfHillAmmo.com.
We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit wolfhillammo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. wolfhillammo.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
But what's interesting is watching a lot of members of Congress enter this House who do not have that generational memory of being blindsided by, like, Reagan backlash or post-9/11 backlash. And they seem to conduct themselves a lot with They seem to conduct themselves as if they really do believe the majority are behind them.
And they actually are reflective and look like right. the makeup of America that is now, and the America that white Americans, or conservative Americans, are afraid of that is coming down the pike. Yeah. Here's the thing. What Democrats need to stop doing is stop pandering to the white working class as if they're the only ones that are part of the working class. This is the problem. When we get into identity politics, and we were told after the 2016 election, stop, you know, talking about identity politics. That's what lost us the election. No. What lost us the election is constantly pandering to a class that isn't on your side, that isn't the future of this country, that isn't the future of the party. What black Americans have shown time and time again is that they are the backbone of the Democratic Party and yet receive none of the investment from it.
Aha, no return on investment. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Black Democrats, get it. Understand it. You're never going to get a return on an investment. You want to know why? Because the Democrats don't give a crap about you. The only investment is in keeping you stupid enough to keep voting for the people that aren't going to pay you your investment. It's like the insurance companies that would insure black people back in the day, and then when somebody got killed, they wouldn't pay them off. Welcome back, folks. It is a new day when you learn, when you become enlightened. Think about how Democrats were slick. Malcolm X, his dad was killed and his mom lived in squalor. They had an insurance policy. The insurance policy wouldn't pay it off. And guess what? They had no recourse to fight. This girl is giving you the same thing. We have an insurance policy with the Democrats. We've been voting Democrat for decades. When is that insurance policy going to pay off? It ain't going to pay off, sister. Because the Democrats don't care about you. They care about themselves, lining their own pockets, staying in power. If you think Hillary Clinton wanted to be president so she could fawn all over black people, are you kidding? She wanted to be president so she could enrich herself through her criminal enterprise known as the Clinton Foundation. I'm glad you guys are here. It's so much fun, more fun when you're here. Yeah. Yale Insights Research. Assistant Professor of Organizational Behavior, her name is Sydney Dupree. She and a co-author by the name of Susan Fisk of Princeton University started analyzing the words used in campaign speeches. Those delivered by the Democrats, those delivered by Republican candidates to different audiences over the years. They scanned 74 speeches delivered by white candidates over a 25-year period. Approximately half were addressed to mostly minority audiences. These events were for Hispanic, small businesses, roundtable discussions. They were held at black churches. That just as a few examples. And the research team paired each speech delivered to a mostly minority audience with a comparable speech delivered to a mostly white audience. In a mostly white church or university, for example. Then the researchers analyzed the text of the speeches for two measures. One, words related to competence. Competence represented in word choices related to ability or status, such as assertive or competitive. So they use that terminology when they're talking about competence. Then they looked at words related to warmth. Notice how I changed warmth. Makes you feel different. Word choice is amazing in its ability to, you know, to set an emotion, to change a behavior or feeling. Think about it. So warmth noted words about friendliness like supportive and compassionate. So they appealed, in my opinion, to the nurturing side of, you know, the emotional side of blacks. But when it came to whites, they appealed to their brain. You know, they said, no, we're going to talk about competence and assertiveness. They appealed to their things that were more intellectually based or achievement based. The results showed that researchers, that when it came to speeches, Democrats approached black audiences warmly as opposed to competently. Thus, they wrote two different types of speeches, one that panders, which is to blacks, and one that informs, which is to whites. Now, Republicans were not as guilty, but not for the reason that you think. According to the survey, Republicans pander far less than Democrats, and certainly they do in the black community. But the big issue for the disparity for Republicans is that they don't speak as much to black audiences. So they didn't have as much information to get from them. Now, I'm going to go out on a limb and tell you, I suspect that Republicans would fare better overall, but as the survey suggests, not by a whole lot, because there still is a glaring problem in politics, and particularly conservative politics, because Republicans aren't speaking to black audiences. They're afraid. They're afraid that black audiences are going to say, well, what you going to give me to Democrats? And all a Republican has to say is nothing. I didn't come here to treat you like a Democrat. I didn't come here to treat you like you need my help. I came here to treat you like a citizen that I want to support. When you bring me your issue, I will treat that issue as I treat anybody else's issue. I'm not treating it as a black issue. Let me explain something to you, black folks. You don't have black problems. You have problems. We have problems, and some of those problems are societal. Well, Kevin, there appears to be a type of racism, institutional racism. Okay, great. While we're on the subject, somebody explain it to me. I want one of you black folks to explain how institutional racism is hurting you. Well, Kevin, Mr. President-elect or whatever, whatever you want to call me, we can't, you know, there's an institutional racism with our kids getting better education. Okay, well, let me ask you this. Who owns the education system? Is it Republicans? Because I would really like to know. I'm interested in helping you change it. But here's what the system does. It makes you go into college less prepared than other students. Why? Because you want affirmative action. You want some sort of a leg up to get you into a better school. I can get you into Harvard or Yale or Stanford or some of these schools, and you can feel immediately inadequate. Or I could get you into a state school where you really fit in and can work, and you're going to get in and roll up your sleeves. You're not going to have to worry about feelings of inadequacy and all the mental issues that they don't help you deal with when they tell you your SAT scores can be a 1080, but it's the equivalent of an Asian kid's 1450. Do you really believe that? Because it isn't. That Asian kid is brighter than you and smarter than you. You want to know why? Probably because he had two parents. Or at very least, he had a parent who said, you're going to study, and I'm going to make sure you study. And that parent probably comes from a pedigree where he or she is a professional, and maybe they had more time or more money. There are many issues affecting how people do better. But it has nothing to do with your genetics. It has to do with how you approached it. So we can get you in there, but are you going to stay? No, that's institutional racism. But don't tell me there's institutional racism that you can't achieve in life. Give me your institutional racism story. You got one for a company? Oh, he didn't hire so-and-so. Okay, great. So you're telling me that black people can't work in America. Is that what you're trying to tell me? Black people can't get jobs in America. Because you are overly employed right now in the time of Donald Trump. They're looking for all kinds of expertise. The more, the better your expertise, the more honed your skill set, the easier it is for you to get a job. So tell me you can't get a job. What is it that you can't accomplish? You see what I'm saying? What is it that these Republicans are afraid of? Look, you've been voting Democrat for decades. You want to look at the real, you want to look at the outcomes of that? Are your neighborhoods safer? Be honest. Are your neighborhoods safer now than they were in the 1950s? Do you have better schools now or than you did in the 1950s? Somebody explain it to me. Yeah, what? So you know it isn't. You got more people, black people in prison now or than in the 1950s per capita. Keep going. Tell me what you've done. You've been voting monolithically for a long time. Where have you succeeded? What's it done for you? As President Trump says, what do you got to lose? You got nothing to lose. Republicans should want, they should relish going into black communities and telling their story. What am I going to give you? What are you going to give me, Republican man? I'm not going to give you anything. I'm going to make sure that it is completely fair. I'm not going to tell you about the education system, then get my kids into private school while your kids stay in public school. My kids will be right with your kids. My kids go to public school. I don't know about most of you. I would venture to tell you most people listening to my program, your kids go to public school. You're not silver spooning your kids. And even if you could, you might not. We just got to talk to these people. Let them know what we're really about and what their side is really about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.